I blame this one on Ray because he told me I should get out to interesting places to observe people. So this one's called Death Metal Night. Death Metal Night at the local saloon. No one's a local. The bodies were shipped in from the city in black hooded sweatshirts with skulls and knives. The men have shaven their heads bald or have hair to their waist. The women illuminate their dragon tattoos with each drag. A mosh pit in front of the band confines the random semi-violent bouncing of bodies, a tumultuous chaos, a dance floor catastrophe by any standard. The band members resemble humans to an acceptable degree. The lead singer under a black wool cap self-deprecates, uses the F word deliberately. How's everyone effin' doing? I'm sorry you came, because we effin' suck. We don't even have an effin' manager. At one point in the show, I learned that my grandmother would effin' love the next song. But despite the lead singer designation, he doesn't really sing. It's just a lot of screaming and shrieking in pain. He sounds like the devil himself, which I'm sure has taken a lot of practice. I can't understand what he's saying, but it's probably fuck. The guitar player has long hair, is overweight, and probably writes software during the day. The drummer is sweaty and bangs his drums like a machine gun. The Latino bass player sports a shiny red shirt. His fingers run like spiders up and down the frets. He occasionally assists with the screaming. A drunken cowboy stumbles in and walks around. He's too drunk to notice hell's fire bursting out onto stage. This ain't no effin' Randy Travis concert. These boys aren't here to entertain. They're not here to delight the listener in love and irony. Love is lost and irony a foregone conclusion. These boys are here to send a wall of sound so forceful, so penetrating, so aggressive, that the very gates of hell shudder off their hinges and fall frightened to the ground. This scene defies the ordinary. It sets itself up as a polar opposite to popular culture. It is the manifestation of pure cynicism for the traditional arts. Its value is measured by the deepness of its contempt and the magnitude of its mockery. I feel pain in my ears now, and I'd be happy to go, but there's a girl in a blue tank top who's making mockery of dance in such a beautiful way.